WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Around 1,000 new homes will be built in South College Station between Arrington Road and Greens Prairie West. That's after the city council unanimously approved, without discussion, rezoning what's commonly known as the Margraves Ranch.
I am a developer, but I'm also a stinking neighbor. I live in this community, and I want each of you to hear this directly from me. It makes no sense for Hunter Goodwin to destroy this community.
Developer Hunter Goodwin said he wanted Margraves to be the pride and joy of the community.
And from a capitalist standpoint, it makes no sense to anger and irritate all of my immediately adjacent neighbors. I hope that the biggest problem I have in 10 years is that I can't keep them out of my trail system that I plan on putting in a stellar one.
Goodwin's engineering consultants repeated what they told the Planning and Zoning Commission last week on what will be done during the next 3 years to improve roads. And Goodwin says deed restrictions will include no more than two unrelated occupants per home, and there will be no short-term rentals. 100 years ago, the United States entered World War I. This Memorial Day, all the Aggies who died during the war will be honored in a wreath-laying ceremony on campus.
As we get farther away from dates from wars like World War I and things like that in Korea, these become more forgotten wars, and these guys aren't usually celebrated as much anymore. So we're in the centennial year here of the United States' entrance into World War I, so we're trying to stoke that interest in these guys.
Archivist Greg Bailey says 55 former students have long been recognized, but this year, five more names recently identified by the Brazos County World War I Centennial Committee will also be honored. Monday morning ceremony begins at 10 at the Corps of Cadets Plaza. There is a new vice president's position at Texas A&M. The Enrollment and Academic Services Department has been added to the university's cabinet or senior leadership team. Joe Pettibon, who was named VP, has worked at A&M for 23 years. He is responsible for 11 offices and functions, including admissions, scholarships, and financial aid, and is A&M's liaison to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. The Bryan School District is being asked to provide letters of support for the Bryan City Council's application to the Texas Department of Transportation to receive state money for new sidewalks and hike and bike trails.
At the last council meeting, Buffy Simic asked if BISD had been approached about providing financial support.
We get BISD involved on two of these four projects. It's a benefit to the city, and it's a great benefit to the school as well.
City staff believe school district property could not go towards off-campus projects, but city engineer Paul Casper says their application would be strengthened by support letters and the district recommending where to install sidewalks as part of the state's Safe Routes to Schools program.
It's something that this program, grant program, looks to and says, please provide us your Safe Routes to School program for the school campus. And right now we'll have placeholders in our grant application for that, so it won't score as well as it could have.
One of the proposed TxDOT matching grants would add sidewalks around Kemp, Johnson, and Sol Ross schools. Three other proposals would build hike and bike trails, one along the northbound freeway frontage road past Rayburn, another on Coulter past Stephen F. Austin, and the third along Villa Maria that would go past Mary Branch. If TxDOT approves all four projects, the city would spend almost $2 million in order to access almost $3 million in TxDOT money. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Central Texas woman has admitted driving drunk for the fourth time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 50-year-old Janice Street of Temple will start serving a 6-year prison term on June 15th. Until then, Street remains out on bond. Street was arrested last August following a crash in Bryan near the intersection of Texas and Villa Maria. Her blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit at .277. 30 members of the Texas House visited the lieutenant governor this week in an effort to unjam legislation of special interest to individual districts. One of the House bills that received Senate approval was HB 810, allowing for stem cell treatment not approved by the FDA for severe chronic diseases.
You have Representative Drew Springer, who made a personal privilege speech before the last day of House bills, and the Senate did the same thing yesterday. They finally kicked it out, had an emotional day. It's good to see those senators and House members come together, and they even let Representative Springer knock the gavel in the Senate to pass that bill.
Representative Kyle Cassell doubts the Senate will pass legislation he co-sponsored to allow the use of experimental drugs. HB 3236, which is also known as Right to Try, is stalled in a Senate committee. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This will get news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Watercrest at Bryan voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Combination of high pressure well off to our east, low pressure to the north will start to draw some moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. Partly sunny and breezy today near 90. As the day goes on, we'll run the risk of a shower. Lots of clouds overnight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny, breezy tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower, warm 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Clouding up Sunday, chance of showers, highs on Sunday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, so here we go. You're stuck at work today. You're already stressed out. It's Friday.
Yeah.
You're stressed out. You're having to work while your coworkers smart enough to get the day off. So believe it or not, the best way to de-stress after a long week isn't going out and getting drunk with your friends.
What?
Yeah. Being social is good, but waking up with a hangover can make the rest of the weekend very stressful.
True story.
Mm-hmm. Here are five proven ways to de-stress that do not include any alcohol. Unplug. Even just turning your phone off for a few hours can help. And definitely don't check your work emails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get some exercise. Doesn't have to be intense. Your main goal shouldn't be losing weight with this kind of exercise. You just find something you enjoy doing, like a sport. Okay? The endorphins will get released, your body's mood will boost, and that'll help you unwind.
Makes sense.
Take up a hobby. Work on a project. That could mean anything from knitting to repainting the living room.
That would stress me out.
Why does that sound like it would be a stress
reliever?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, pick something productive or relaxing that has nothing to do with what your real job is. Meditate. If you've never tried it, there are a lot of free apps out there and YouTube videos that can help. You may fall asleep in front of your computer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And listen to music. Doesn't have to be classical or some mood music like we've got in the background.
Yeah.
Just go find music that makes you feel good.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the whole reason that classic rock happened. I mean, these oldie stations and that kind of thing, because it reminded us, despite what Billy Joel said, good old days weren't always good and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems, but nonetheless, it does. It makes us feel good to remember those songs.
It does.
It also helps to drink s'mores-flavored coffee.
Oh, does it?
I don't know. Dunkin' Donuts is debuting that.
I think I'll stick to my wine.
Yeah. And again, we're going to get a Dunkin' Donuts here, I think, and their coffee sells very, very well.
Yes.
Very well.
Yeah.
So understand
that. Does it have to be specifically s'mores flavored coffee?
They've added that. That's
yeah,
the
they
new
have
one.
Others.
Yeah.
Mm,
no. That was no. This doesn't have anything to do with rock.
Okay. It doesn't have anything to do with shower thoughts.
No. Dunkin' Donuts is known for their offbeat, super sweet coffee flavors. They've already got apparently coconut cream, butter pecan, and blueberry. Blueberry?
I've had blueberry coffee. It wasn't Dunkin' Donuts. It was Green Mountain is the brand.
Yeah,
they do a lot of Keurig cups.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the one who started it, actually.
Oh,
same company.
Okay.
Guy
okay.
who started Green Mountain started the Keurig.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I did. They have a Blueberry Mountain one.
And?
It's not bad.
Really?
Yeah,
isn't. Have you had a second cup?
Yeah, I mean, I bought like a package.
Oh,
of
did
the
you?
Cups.
You bought? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It really. I know it does. I know, but it really wasn't that bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I shouldn't even say bad. It was. I thought it was kind of tasty.
And the aroma?
It kind of smells like a blueberry muffin.
Does it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess it could happen. It's just I've
never
thought about
that. And I'm sure
if you
for people who like cream and sugar, you doctor that bad boy up, and it really tastes like a blueberry muffin. I drink my coffee black normally, so and I still really enjoyed it, but. S'mores flavor, stuff like that gets a little too intense for me.
Gotcha.
Butter pecan, I don't know.
I understand. I can't do it either. I cannot. Yeah.
I usually don't like flavored coffee anyway.
Yeah, I gotta do coffee. That's it.
Just, yeah.
That's it. Coffee is coffee.
Coffee's coffee.
Yeah. It's got a flavor in and of itself. All right, here you go. This might help you with stress. Any study that says you should be eating candy every day certainly deserves more funding.
I agree.
Harvard researchers just put out a new study that found eating chocolate up to 6 times a week is good for your heart. I know.
All right.
Lowers your risk of developing an irregular heartbeat where it feels like your heart is fluttering. The technical term for that is atrial fibrillation. And it doubles your risk of dying from a heart attack or stroke if that happens to you. So up to 6 servings a week can reduce your risk of developing that irregular heartbeat by up to 23%.
Sounds like I got to stop by the store today.
There you are. And the best part is it looks like any type of chocolate will work. Don't have to do that nasty old dark chocolate, okay?
Oh, I love dark chocolate.
Oh, I do too. Okay. I do too. Yeah, no,
but yeah,
I do.
Some people it's a little
but
better.
But they think it's got to be milk chocolate and it's got to come from Denmark and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so throwing down a chocolate bar a day might be overdoing it, but not by much. Matter of fact, the study defined one serving as an ounce of chocolate. When you consider your regular Hershey's bar is 1.5 ounces,
oh.
Means you can knock 4 of those bad boys down a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Who knew? So there. I told you all that stuff about de-stressing. Now, this is much better. This is much better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely be less stressed out with a bunch of chocolate in me.
Yeah.
Eat some candy.
That will work. Okay, the first mission results are back from the NASA Juno spacecraft. And, oh, man, are scientists excited? Oh, man, they're excited.
Are they as excited as the Plinko guy?
You know, I don't really think they are.
Oh, my God.
But who
is?
Yeah.
The Juno was launched in August of 2011, but didn't arrive at Jupiter until July. Had a little thing in there going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah, until July of last year. The spacecraft has been orbiting the planet, performing calculated flybys over the clouds. This happens every 53 days as Juno screams by Jupiter. 53 days? Well, what, the rest of the time is just hanging out? All right, okay. I guess we got money for this.
I guess so.
All right, so anyhow, CNN says the Juno flybys, these observations, the data showed that Jupiter's previously unseen poles, gigantic cyclones spinning at 870 miles an hour. Juno also has a cloud above the cloud, and it results in wells of ammonia that form the giant and violent weather systems in the deep atmosphere. Man, send Jim Cantore there. He'd have a great time with that, wouldn't he? All right.
Weather Channel Live.
You know it. All right, so no one is above the law, and that includes Boss Hogg, Christopher Epps, the former corrections commissioner for the state of Mississippi, okay? Sounds to me like he runs the prisons. Corrections officer. Not sure. Corrections commissioner. Anyway, once told someone that he was trying to shake down that he was the, quote, tallest hog at the trough, end quote. Well, he was charged with taking 1.4 milski in bribes.
Ooh.
Sentenced to 20 years in prison. Now, wait a minute. Okay. This is the head of the prison system, and you're going to send him to prison?
Yeah, let's see how tall he is at that
trough.
Yeah,
that's not going to end well. Henry T. Wingate, who's a U.S. judge, says this is the largest graft operation that certainly I have ever seen, and I have seen a lot. He has bruised tremendously the image of the state of Mississippi. That takes some whacking to bruise the image of Mississippi, I'm just saying.
Are we going to take some bets here? Or
$1.4 million in bribes.
Ooh.
Okay. The Moose Watch Cafe has a great deal.
Okay.
Car that delivers donuts all over town. Kim Robertson, the owner, said, "That car just constantly smells like a rolling bakery." It's like Winnie the Pooh on honey.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, well, apparently Winnie was very hungry because that's when Kim and her hubby showed up at work. The car's bumper had been ripped off.
Oh, man.
Looks like a large bear tried to get inside the truck of the trunk of the Ford Focus to have a snack or two, but came up empty to honor the not-so-bear encounter. They have a special bear claw now.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
They got the damage out there. They posted a picture. So
that's
you can
funny.
See that. Well, again, if it smells like a rolling
bear. Yeah, exactly.
So hurricanes spin counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere.
Okay.
And clockwise in the southern hemisphere.
Ah.
Just so you know.
Interesting.
That. It's a Coriolis effect. Is
weather
what that's
fact.
Called. That's it. PG-13 movies, the F-bomb can be used, can be used exactly one time.
I think I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anchorman. That's the, you remember that one.
Right, oh,
yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what saved it. That made it a PG-13 movie because he
only uses it once.
It once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it. The following people have killed someone in a car accident. You ready?
Mm.
Matthew Broderick.
Yep.
Keith Moon. Rebecca Gayhart. Brandy. Vince Neil. Howard Hughes. Laura Bush.
Wow! Ooh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I don't think I remember. I remember the. I remembered most.
Wow!
Of
I remembered Matthew Broderick and Laura Bush, but I didn't remember the rest.
Man. Yeah, I didn't know about Brandy.
Yeah, the Trevi Fountain in Rome. Every day, $3,200 worth of change is tossed in that puppy. That is $1.2 million. But you see, you got to throw it in, or you can't come back. Right?
Yeah. Right. What do they do with it?
I was going to say, who collects it?
That I don't know.
Because they can't just leave it there. You have to get it out, or else it would be overflowing
I
with coins.
Do not know what they.
Hopefully,
do with that
some
money.
Kind of charity or good cause.
You would hope so. So, if you're traveling through New Hampshire, be prepared to have any wood you are carrying checked. Authorities are cracking down on someone who is transporting their own firewood through the state. Because of the wood beetle and the emerald ash borer, there are four counties up there that have a beetle problem, so no wood can come into those counties. If you're caught, you lose the wood and a $125 fine. I guess that's what you do. You know, again, don't let the wood come
it's
in.
It's kind of like people keeping people out of the country.
Yeah, well, it would
so
be like that.
In.
Yeah, it's well, and again, it's you don't.
I
really
mean, it makes sense though. You're trying to make sure that wood beetle doesn't affect the rest of your wood.
You don't think about you know. Well, and I guess I don't know. They probably sell little bundles of wood at the 7-Elevens up there. I don't know.
Yeah.
They do it down here, so it would make sense. 8:23. Scientists injected wild seals with the hormone oxytocin. And watched as it made them less aggressive toward each other.
Oh.
Some were even friendly. They were like, they became like buddies,
like
seal buddies.
On oxytocin? Yeah. Duh.
I guess that's right. You look at it like that. So, well, but now, so what are we supposed to do if you find a bully? Are you supposed to give them oxytocin?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. When the seals are strangers, they usually are very aggressive to each other. But with minimal concentrations of the hormone in them, the wild gray seal pups were very social and continued to be that way without any more of the hormone. So maybe just kind of kick-started them, and they became nicer.
Hmm. This is why I love our listeners. We just got a text. The money from the fountain goes to food programs for the poor. It equates to a few million a year.
There you go. Very good. Well,
awesome.
Thank you for
thanks for the
sharing
info.
That with us. Yep, 8:23.
This fall, First Baptist Bryan is pleased to launch their brand-new Mother's Day Out program. Beginning September 5th, their classes will run on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Open for kids ages 3 months through pre-K, their qualified teachers offer a warm, nurturing environment for your child. For more information and to register your child, visit fbcbryan.org/MDO. First Baptist Bryan Mother's Day Out, where helping hands meet happy hearts.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court has denied a former Volkswagen compliance executive's bid to get out of jail pending a trial on charges he participated in the German automaker's emissions fraud. An appeals court in Cincinnati has affirmed a district court's order keeping Oliver Schmidt behind bars in Michigan amid concerns he would flee the country if released on a $1.6 million bond. Schmidt headed Volkswagen's Environment and Engineering Office in Auburn Hills, Michigan, where he dealt with U.S. and California environmental regulators on compliance matters. Rocket Lab, a startup widely seen as a trailblazer for frequent ultra-low-cost access to space, failed to reach orbit on its first flight. But yesterday's mission, which blasted off from New Zealand after days of weather-related delays, was still a partial success because the Electron rocket's 9 main engines and the single engine powering the upper stage lifted a test payload high enough to reach space. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Long Way Home Adoptables. Of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply supercenter located in the Bryan Target Center. Now, April, you've got these beautiful little puppies.
They're a little bit cute, don't you
think? They're super cute. Yeah. Fred and Ethel, right?
Yes. These are two Shih Tzu puppies, two Shih Tzu mixes. So they're Shih Tzu terriers. Basically, they look like Shih Tzus, but their coat is a little more wiry, if you can feel that. So we've got Fred and Ethel. They're about 10 or 11 weeks old, and they're fully vetted. They are ready for homes, and we are officially ready for applications.
Awesome. I'm holding little Fred here, and he's just adorable.
He is. He's a little more spunky than Ethel. Ethel's kind of laid back. She wants the snuggles. He's very much into giving kisses, as you can tell. But they came from a hoarding situation, so they're very much in that stage right now where they're like, oh, this is what love is. I'm digging it. Yeah. So they like lots of love, lots of kisses, and they're just amazing.
And super cute. Sweet. Yeah, and you say puppies. That Fred's a little more spunky than Ethel is, but even Fred is just a little cuddle bug here.
Right? Yeah, that's what I mean. They're just trying to soak up all the love they can get, and they're crazy cute to boot, so that helps.
And they're up for adoption and up on the website
now. They are. They are officially ready, and we're taking applications.
Awesome. Cool. So you can check them out at mylongwayhome.org. Now, also, you guys have a sale going on right now,
We do. So if any of our – Fred is going to tell you about it. He's a talker. Yeah, so this weekend, starting on Friday, we're going to have a LuLaRoe sale. So LuLaRoe is a brand of clothing that's like, you know, leggings and really comfortable clothes. And one of our followers in North Carolina, she's going to go live on our page on Friday.
Oh, great.
So you can see all of like something 1,500 pieces of inventory, and the store will be open all weekend. And she's going to donate a significant portion to our rescue. So you can shop and tell your husbands, hey, it's for the puppies. You can't tell me no.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, it's for a good cause. So if you're a LuLaRoe fan, go online this weekend. You can find all out about it on our Facebook page.
That's fantastic. Yes. Okay, so they can find you on your Facebook page. They can, of course, find you at mylongwayhome.org. And what else have you got for
us? Yeah, I just want to say thank you to all of your listeners because we have had so many people step up to foster in the past few weeks. I know you've been great about asking for help on WTAW. And so we've had so many people step up in the past few weeks that we've been able to save even more lives.
That's great.
Because we're foster-based. And so I just want to say thank you to the community for stepping up. The more fosters we have, the more lives we can save. And a final thank you to Pet Supplies Plus. If you follow us on social media, you've seen the past week they have just given us mounds and mounds and mounds of pet food. So they make sure that we're able to feed all of these new dogs. So
that's
thank you,
awesome.
Pet Supplies Plus.
Definitely. Well, we want to thank you, of course, too, for coming in and also for doing all this to help all these little animals and these like these little puppies here.
I know.
So helpful. It's such a good cause. And of course, people can always they can always donate to you. They can always donate at Pet Supplies Plus.
Yes.
They can go on your website. How are other ways that they can help?
Yeah, monetarily is great, or volunteering. You know, we want to have all of these great events this summer. So if you can volunteer, if you can foster, if you can donate, if you can share, if all you can do is share, you're like, I'm full on dogs right now, but maybe my cousin needs one. You know, and so just sharing us on Facebook, you'd be amazed at how many people say, yeah, I found out about this dog on Facebook. So just share.
Great, April. Well, thanks for coming in. And of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply super center located in the Bryan Target Center. I'm so sad to be giving up little Fred here, but
he's dozing off. He likes you a lot.
I know, right? But if you want to check him out and you want to check out the good people over at Long Way Home, just check him out online, mylongwayhome.org.
Watching an old movie last night, it hit me how words and phrases that were once a common part of everyday American life are now completely meaningless. Phrases like sending a wire or making a long-distance call. It's a foreign language to anyone younger than 25. And soon the phrase, watching TV, will go the same way. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Television screens, no matter how big they are no longer the preferred video platform for young audiences. Smartphones are. And young viewers get the majority of their video each day from YouTube. Every day, viewers from around the world consume 1 billion hours of video. 1 billion hours, get that, every day. And hundreds of YouTubers, the ones who create the videos, now earn 6 figures doing it. All of this in 12 short years. There was once a time when we waited for special television events. Those days are long gone. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least 5 devices with critical data. Email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. Jack is an iDrive user. He uses iDrive to back up not only his computer, but also his wife's computer, their smartphones and tablets. Here are his exact words.
My wife is a Facebook junkie. Twice now, she has managed to get tangled up in ransomware. This happened just last week, and I need help restoring the files before infection.
But all of Jack's data was backed up to iDrive before the ransomware hit, and Jack was able to restore all his data using the iDrive Rewind feature. iDrive is the easiest and most secure cloud backup. Go to iDrive.com today and use my name, Kim, at checkout to get 75% off through Monday only. Don't put this off. Through Monday, get 75% off. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council unanimously approved, with no discussion last night, rezoning land for what will eventually become around 1,000 new homes between Arrington Road and Greens Prairie West.
I am putting all of my heart and soul into this subdivision, and I want it to be the pride and joy of this community as a whole.
Developer Hunter Goodwin says while there is enough room for 1,500 homes, not that many will be built because he's reserving land for an extensive park system. The council also had opponents, hearing from 5 people who live south of the former Margraves Ranch property in Nantucket and Indian Lakes, along with 26 emails. The Bryan City Council has approved staff requests to pursue grants from the Texas Department of Transportation, where the city would spend nearly $2 million to get almost $3 million from the state towards new sidewalks and hike and bike trails.
One project directly impacts 3 Bryan elementary schools, and 3 other schools are in the path of 3 other projects.
Have we had any conversations with BISD with maybe creating a partnership to maybe help fund some of these?
Councilman Buppy Simic's question was answered by City Engineer Paul Casper.
And I don't know if there's limitations on what they can fund off of school property. I have heard that in the past. I don't know that for a fact.
City Manager Keene Register says he's been in contact with the school district's chief financial officer.
Amy told me that she likes the funding partnership as it is right now.
Public Works Director Jason Barfink told WTAW News the city has asked the school district for letters of support that the city can send to TxDOT to help the city's application. Barfink says the city is not requesting financial support for new sidewalks around Sol Ross, Johnson, and Kemp, or any portion of proposed hike and bike trails along Coulter that would go past Stephen and Faustin, along Villa Maria that would go past Murray Branch, and along the freeway's northbound frontage road past Rayburn. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Convicted 4 times of drunk driving, a Central Texas woman gets another 3 weeks of freedom before starting a 6-year prison sentence. 50-year-old Janice Street of Temple has been out of jail on bond since her arrest last August after crashing her car in Bryan near Texas and Villa Maria. Her blood alcohol level was .277, more than 3 times the legal limit. Street will return to court June 15th for the official sentencing hearing. Texas A&M has elevated a division with 11 offices and functions to be led by a vice president. 23-year administrator Joe Pettibon, A&M class of 1993, is now VP for Enrollment and Academic Services. That division is now part of the A&M Cabinet or Senior Leadership Team. Among other things, Pettibon is responsible for the Career Center, International Student Services, the Registrar's Office, and managing the financial affairs of the Provost's Office. This Memorial Day, in the centennial year of the United States' entrance into World War I, a wreath-laying ceremony will be held to honor all the Aggies who lost their lives during the war.
The university has historically recognized 55 Aggies. The ceremony also will bring forward five new Aggies that were discovered in the last year by members of the the Brazos County Centennial World War I Committee.
Archivist Greg Bailey says the public ceremony begins Monday morning at 10 next to the World War I Memorial located on the Corps of Cadets Plaza at Texas A&M. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments, like a Volkswagen Jetta for just $14,995 or lease one for just $159 a month. What? A $159 a month payment on a new Jetta, or you can buy one for less than $15,000. Plus, get $5,000 off Hyundai Tucson, $7,000 off Hyundai Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Hyundai Sonatas. Brazos Valley Imports has a car for everyone, and they're all on sale this weekend. Get a well-equipped BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month. A luxurious BMW for less than $300 a month. Plus a Mazda CX-5 SUV starts at just $19,000. It's the huge Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports. 50 vehicles must be sold by Monday, and the savings will be huge. So come see us on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyImports.com.
837 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
The combination of high pressure well off to our east, low pressure to the north will start to draw some moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. Partly sunny and breezy today near 90. As the day goes on, we'll run the risk of a shower. Lots of clouds overnight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny, breezy tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower, warm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Clouding up Sunday, chance of showers, highs on Sunday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
838 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Former Infomaniac Jay Sokol here this morning.
Infomaniac Emeritus.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And he's got a pin, I think, that says that. He wears it sometimes, but not today. So what's up?
Not a lot.
Okay.
You know, we had council meetings last night.
You know, you did. I heard Hunter Goodwin spoke and didn't hear anything. Any of the fun? What was the food in the break room?
It was pizza night.
Pizza night.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a variety of pizzas last night.
That's outstanding. Now, do you have leftovers or whatever happened? No?
If there are leftovers, an email goes out, and it's like locusts on a crop. The personnel in City Hall, it just stampedes for the leftovers.
Yeah. They don't care anything about what council's doing. Number one, do I still have my job? Great. Or are they in your leftovers? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you brought a guest.
I sure did.
Yep.
America's favorite neighborhood services coordinator, mm-hmm. Barbara Moore.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. What you got going on?
Well, June 14th at 5:30, Council Chambers, we will have the 2017 legislative update for HOAs.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, the session was pretty busy again this year,
uh-huh.
And we always bring in a group whenever the legislative session is over, the Texas Community Association Advocates. It's a group that advocates on behalf of property owners and homeowners associations at the legislative level, and they will come and talk to HOAs in our area about what happened in the 2017 session, what bills came out, what bills are now laws and what they need to do to adjust their operations as such in regards to the new laws.
You know, and so now how long have you been doing this?
10 years.
Okay, so I guess you have seen over those three or four sessions, there have certainly been some pretty significant changes.
Absolutely.
For a city like College Station, that's, and of course, most cities in Texas are growing,
mm-hmm.
but they're growing in different ways. Our population, we can pretty well tell who our people are going to be. They're going
Absolutely.
To be college students, and that's going to make a difference. But well, what are some of the things that that you have seen change that have really had an impact on the way College Station can develop?
I think we're seeing a lot of the newer neighborhoods, South College Station. I think that is becoming a mix now where it used to be mostly families. Now it's becoming families, college students, a mix of apartments, things of that nature. So I think College Station in the way that it looks and feels all over town is feeling different everywhere. And so I think all of our neighborhoods are kind of having to adjust to those differences.
Well, new College Station, things that are being built today, is going to be different than old College Station.
Absolutely.
Because those won't be areas where you have tear downs and you have multi situations happening. And Barbara and I were talking off the air about what does it take, because everybody wants to have neighborhood integrity. We
Absolutely.
Understand that. That's you want it to be the way that it's always been, but it won't, because progress
right.
will change things. But what does it take for the citizens of that city to decide that it's really important for us to maintain what our neighborhood looks like within bounds? That's what HOAs are all about,
that
right?
That is exactly what they're all about, and neighborhood associations as well. They aren't legal binding associations, but they can work together and work with developers and people who are proposing to build in their neighborhoods and just kind of give them an idea of, you know, this is the character of the neighborhood. This is what's worked for us, respecting that they can do whatever they'd like within, you know, if it's zoned appropriately in that neighborhood, but to kind of come to some consensus on what they'd like to see that neighborhood look like.
Yeah.
HOAs have more control of that because they're legally binding organizations, and their deal is if you buy in, you buy in. And what our rules say is what they say, and you have to abide by them. And it goes like that for everybody.
Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be a new neighborhood to get form an HOA, right? I mean, you could be an established neighborhood that may not have had one for some
established
reason.
Established neighborhoods can do it. It's a little bit more difficult because the threshold is higher, meaning that you have to have almost 100% to
mm-hmm.
do it. But there are some other ways that you could reestablish deed restrictions, which some neighborhoods have done, and they can kind of take an old plat and kind of go back from there and find an attorney and help them to reestablish those restrictions. That's a cost to the residents that has to come out of their pocket. But many people are considering that because it is an option.
Yeah. Well, they're getting engaged now. They're starting
Absolutely.
To understand.
Absolutely. It is.
It's a higher profile now. The changes that have happened in both cities really just in the last month has brought it to the forefront.
It is. And so, you see more people being really interested in neighborhood integrity and what can they do. So I think it's been a big civic engagement boost as well to see people really caring about, hey, what can I do to preserve the character of my neighborhood, not just for me, but for the long haul.
Sure. And again, when is the meeting going to be held?
It is going to be June 14th. We're going to start this one at 5:30 because our friends from Houston are coming up to do that. And, of course, it's basically like the regular seminar supper, so there'll be a light meal. So we'd love to have people come out and join us. One of the things that happened in the 2012 session is so many of the laws that came through kind of almost put HOAs to where they have to do a lot of municipal government stuff like open records, open meetings, records retention. And that was very difficult for a lot of associations to figure out how to do that. At the city, we know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are paid to do that, but most associations don't. And even the companies that manage them had to readjust and say, wow, okay, there's a level of transparency that these laws are asking for. So those are the types of things that you have to be ready for, a shift in your operations. And ultimately, their operations, to make the operations better, cleaner, smoother, and to bring about a lot more transparency.
Sure. Well, I mean, there may be media outlets that'll have it out there, or that y'all will push it out there. Do you know if it's going to be archived? Will you video it and archive?
We will probably archive this one. I think
okay.
we will. I think this is one that we will definitely try. We've done that before in the past.
Yeah.
That's been wildly popular. People still access the one from 2012. So
yeah.
we will definitely try to have that video, so it'll be archived on the city's website.
Okay, and then if they want any more information about forming an HOA or things that happen in your office, how
Absolutely.
Do they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at 764-6262, or my email is bmoore, M-O-O-R-E, at cstx.gov. I am in City Hall, about to get new digs, about to get a new office.
Oh, yeah? Good
so,
for you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I've been in a relatively, what we call, jokingly at City Hall, a closet.
Uh-huh, I understand. You're not the only one. There's a lot of them there.
And there's right? a lot yeah. of people. I'm not the only one in the closet. Yeah, so I will be moving to a new office, so right. I will still be in City Hall if someone needs to find me, especially since it's mosquito dunk time.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody is looking for me, I am in City Hall. Okay. I will be in the old Human Resources office.
Super. Thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
We've got a movie in the park tonight.
Hey.
It is Rogue One. So if you're a Star Wars fan, do that. So that's free. Gates open at 7:30. Movie starts at 8:45. And then tomorrow, that's at Wolfpen Creek, and also Wolfpen Creek. Tomorrow, Starlight Music Series continues. It is tribute night. So you got Def Legend, Infinite Journey, and Trio Grand, or for those who want to say Trio Grande, we've got those too. So the gates open at 6 for Starlight, show at 7, and you can find out more at cstx.gov/starlight.
All right, there you go. Visit with the folks from College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Today is the day that his family and many, many friends give a final salute to General Joe Hanover. A life so well lived for 99 years. I was one of those many friends who first met him in November of 2008 when I visited with him in his home in advance of a Veterans of the Valley TV show that we did. General Hanover certainly had a distinguished military career and a magnificent career as a civil engineer, of course, but he'd always say that his greatest pride came from his family and friends. I want to share with you today some excerpts from that living room visit more than 8 years ago, talking about the very early days when he started at Texas A&M in 1936, and he commuted every day for 4 years from his home in Wheelock. But he got help on that.
I couldn't afford to live on the campus because of the times.
And right.
My grandfather had a noble 1928 Chevrolet, and he told me if I could keep that Chevrolet running, I could use it and I could commute.
And this car was 8 years old, right? So yeah, yeah, okay.
And, there was always several people working at A&M or going to school, and so I'd carry a whole carload, and they'd help me with my expenses.
I see, yeah.
So I commuted 4 years to back and forth to A&M.
Yeah, so Joe Hanover was the Uber of his time, so to speak. He got help on the gasoline. He also worked, as most students did, to get through school, and he knew how to stretch a dollar.
Worked on the campus, worked for the landscape department.
Really?
Back in those days, all the mowing was done with a push lawnmower.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And I've seen times when there'd be 20 or 25 of us, just one right behind the other one, mowing. Didn't have a motor, Tom.
Right.
Push mower.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Then I dug in the flower beds, and I worked in the greenhouse, but I was taking civil engineering. I wasn't taking that, but it was a job.
Yeah.
Got 30 cents an hour, and they let me work 40 hours a month.
I'll be darned.
That is $12.
Right.
And that $12 made all the difference in the world.
Oh, I'll bet it did. 12 bucks a month, yeah.
Because my mother fixed me lunch, and I'd just go sit in the car and eat my lunch at noon and pick up my passenger and drive home. And there was always, as I said, somebody working, and they had to work through the summer.
Right.
So I'd go to summer school also.
Mm-hmm.
Today starts the Memorial Day weekend, when we remember all veterans who gave their life, whether it be on the battlefield or even in old age, like Joe Hanover, who left so many friends. We salute you, sir. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your friendship. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Hi, Hi, this is Cherry Ruffino bringing you the 2017 current housing market update. Today's average sales price is $232,200, up 3.6%. We have 926 homes on the market, which is 20% more than last year. That's 105 days of inventory. We're still holding at 92 days on the market. Yes, it's still a seller's market. Want a free home evaluation? Call Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, a trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision. It's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so in politics, finding the right hashtag for your social media campaign can be as important as, well, who you're selecting or what their message might be.
Indeed it can.
True.
Mexican politician's campaign has been given the dubious honor of being called the worst in history for this choice of their hashtag. Javier Zapata bought billboards emblazoned with his face and the caption, hashtag campaign hashtag. I love it. I think that's brilliant. Social media mocked Zapata at his apparent decision to use a billboard with a dummy text, but Zapata's campaign insisted it was no error. So I guess he's really got
interesting
hashtag.
Okay.
That's hilarious. That's great. I think the people who are upset about it don't get it.
I believe that's probably right. They do not understand why that has happened. All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, so we never heard anything else about the rumor that hackers had gotten a hold of this Pirates of the Caribbean movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
And they were going to release it like 10
right.
minutes at a time. Well, what they're saying now, Disney says, nope, there were no hackers. None. The whole thing was just much ado about nothing, says Bob Iger. He says, to our knowledge, we were not hacked. We had a threat of a hack of a movie being stolen. We decided to take it seriously but not react in the manner which the person who was threatening had required us to do. So he's saying they didn't. Don't know. We won't know for a long time. Okay, so let me see. The Indianapolis 500 Sunday, right? We'll talk about that
on Monday. Mm-hmm.
Kind of an interesting story crept under the door yesterday. Jamie Foxx owes his life to a lady named Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Huh. The successful actor revealed that he was drinking and doing all sorts of bad things that you couldn't possibly imagine after a successful run with the movie Ray, but had no clue that he was majorly messing up his life. Luckily, the Queen of Talk told him he was blowing it, organized an intervention with several legendary black actors, and he said it caused him to change and grow up.
Wow.
Said he actually broke down crying when Sidney Poitier said that his performance in Ray, quote, made me grow 2 inches, end quote. So there you go.
Huh.
Kind of a neat thing that happened.
Yeah.
Bubble mask? Do you know what a bubble mask is?
Yeah.
The Korean sheet mask trend is officially done, and the bubble mask has taken over.
Okay, I know what a sheet mask is. Okay. I don't think I've seen the bubble mask.
Okay, so what, just a piece of cloth that you put in front of you that's a mask?
The sheet mask?
Yeah,
so it'll come in like a little package or a pouch, so it's it's got moisture in it.
Oh, okay.
And then you just kind of lay it over your face. You look like Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you leave it there for
however much time.
It cleans. It says this bubble mask has taken over social media. Cosmopolitan magazine reports the product works like a super foaming cleanser, but it also moisturizes and looks like a big fat cloud has exploded on your face.
How funny.
Users claim the product feels ticklish and does a great job of brightening and cooling the skin.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, The pictures are pretty humorous.
All right, so there you go. We got that going on. Let's see what else we have. Celebrity perks, we don't care. Oh, but here you go. This is kind of interesting. Raquel Welch, who still looks pretty good at 76, doesn't mind sharing her beauty secrets. She follows a gluten-free diet, does yoga every day, and slathers on udder cream that's made for cattle.
And, you know, I've heard of that for a long time, really, that it's really, really good for that. Mm-hmm. You can use it, really, for your hands, for your face.
I mean, it makes sense that it's super moisturizing.
Yep. Bag Balm, and it costs $14, $10.44 on Amazon, which is
Butter cream.
Pretty good. All right, the popular sneaks out there. It isn't the Yeezy or a pair of Nikes. The number one choice now for sneakers in all 50 U.S. American states is your classic Converse.
Chuck Taylor's.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Teen Vogue says a study by Polyvore found that Converse is not only the top sneaker brand overall, but it is also the most searched for brand in every state on an individual basis.
Wow. Oh, and hey, they're affordable.
Well, they are.
Imagine that.
That seems so unusual that it would be something that's that traditional. Yep. I mean, again,
they've really made a comeback in the last couple of years. I feel like they've stayed, you know, fairly popular always, but now they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Second place in 48 states. Vans.
Mm-hmm.
Vans. So, and they're same thing, right? Aren't they an affordable shoe?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
Smart stuff. Glad to hear
Bubba that. Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing with $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44865 MSRP, less 3348 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Your home should have an electrical inspection every 10 years, or every 5 if it's over 30 years old. Are you due? Call the trusted pros at Gilmore Electric Express to keep your home and family safe. They will catch potential dangers like loose wiring and ensure proper energy efficiency. If you're considering selling, Gilmore Electric Express can make sure your home is inspection ready. Aggie-owned and operated, Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 2 minutes to. Okay, so my wife got these fidget spinners finally at her store. Okay.
Oh yeah,
and so
selling like hotcakes.
They are. They're doing well. There's two different kinds. Now, do we know what a Kururin is?
A what?
K U R U R I N. It's a little wooden thing. It's a little cylinder that's fatter in the middle than it is on either end. It's flat on both ends. Anyhow, they are trying to apparently become the new
fidget spinner?
Fidget spinner, if you will.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. I heard Tucker got some fidget spinner or something. He was talking about that this morning.
I don't know.
And I looked at it, and look, I'm ADD, okay? I looked at it, and saw the one my wife had at her store, and I'm just going, I don't want to do that. That's not my deal.
I can see like 5 minutes of enjoyment, and then what do you do with the rest of your life with it, you know?
Man celebrating his son's birthday at Chuck E. Cheese, arrested after he fired several gunshots in the air at the parking lot before he drove away.
Chuck E. Cheese, man, I'm telling you.
What do they put in it?
Seriously.
I don't understand. All right,
place is violent.
I haven't, well, I haven't been there in a long, long time. My kids are way too old.
Stay away.
Yeah, I know. Okay, a new study tells us that people are more interested in learning about the work of attractive scientists, but they see these good-looking researchers as less skilled than the average-looking ones.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. The report shines a light on the biases that are out there, people judging what people look like, even in the field of science.
So they're basically saying, you look good, so I'll listen to you, even though I don't think you're qualified.
Exactly. Yeah. So in other words, if Einstein had been handsome, we wouldn't have thought he was nearly as smart. All right. All right, y'all have a nice weekend. We're back on Monday. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.